Now, back to Stan Salter and Maryland Horse Radio, brought to you by Laurel Park on CBS Sports Radio 1300.
To go, Ms. Locust Point turns for home in the What a Summer Stakes with a 2.5 length advantage, seeking the Giant Pearl and Tuskegee head-to-head for second, then Angel at War and My Magician. But through the last furlong, here's Ms. Locust Point. She's loving Laurel again. Third stakes win at Laurel. She's 3-for-3 at Laurel. She's Ms. Locust Point. Ms. Locust Point crushes them to win by 3 from Tuskegee and My Magician, Angel at War, seeking the Giant Pearl.
Welcome back to the program, Maryland Horse Radio, presented by Laurel Park. I'm your host, Stan Salter. Dave Rodman with the call, and I think that filly's a freak. Miss Locust Point, 4-year-old filly by Dialed In for trainer John Service. You heard Rodman with the call. She's a perfect 3-for-3 at Laurel Park, all against Stakes Company. She won the Gen Talking when she was 2. And then she's won her last 2 at Laurel Park. Back in December, she won the Willow on the Move, and then her first and only race this year in January 20th. And What a Summer! She crushed them that day, won by 3. Went to 6 furlongs in 109 and 3. Miss Locust Point, I think she's sitting on a monstrous 4-year-old campaign for John Service. She's really never run a bad race except in the Grade 2 Forward Gal, where she was the favorite in that race. And, she tried to go to the lead that day, 22 and change, 45 and change, and finished 5th in the Grade 2 Forward Gal. That's the only time she's been worse than 2nd. If you toss the Forward Gal, and she has 5 wins in a 2nd from her other 6 starts. So 7 starts altogether, 5 wins in a 2nd. She's made over $250,000. I think Miss Locust Point is the real deal, and I'll pick her right now to win the Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie a week from this Saturday at Laurel Park, part of Laurel Park's Sprint Fest Winter Carnival. Out there at Laurel Park, we're going to have 6 stake races, with the features being the Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie and the Grade 3 General George. And Miss Locust Point, she's one of 30 nominated filly and mares to the Barbara Fritchie. And I think she's a freak. And John Service, he's had a lot of nice stakes horses. You know, I think this one is right up there with one of the best, part perhaps. So, I mean, she still has a way to go. You know, he had a horse by the name of Smarty Jones. No luck. Well, we're trying to get a man, David Richardson, on the program here. We're trying to get a hold of him, talking about the Renaissance Awards coming up at the Sagamore Pendery Hotel next Monday night down there in Fells Point. And also want to talk to him about the new Greenmount OTB up there in Hempstead up there in Carroll County, up there in Carroll County. So we'll my main man, Alan, here is trying to get a hold of him. We'll keep working on that. But, yeah, talking about the 6 stake races we have coming up at Laurel Park. It's a week from this Saturday, the Sprint Fest Winter Carnival, Miss Locust Point. I'll pick her right now to win the Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie. You know, she has early speed. She doesn't have to go to the front. Her maiden win, she had a nice stalking win that day. And her win last November at Parks against Allowance Company, she had a nice stalking trip that day. And she's real good, and she's beaten some nice fillies in her last couple stake wins at Laurel Park. She was still 3 last December, but she faced older filly mares in the Willow on the Move. You know, she had to beat Lina Best Fit in there, Ivy Bell. And then her first start as a 4-year-old back in January. And What a Summer! She just crushed him as the 1-9 favorite. She beat some nice fillies in there. My Magician, a multiple stakes winner out there at Laurel Park. So Miss Locust Point, she's a 4-year-old filly for trainer John Service, one of 30 filly and mares nominated to the Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie a week from this Saturday out there at Laurel Park. Save the date. It's going to be a huge day. Sprint Fest Winter Carnival returns Mardi Gras weekend, Saturday, February 17th. 6 stake races with the Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie, Grade 3 General George. Ice photo opportunities around the track, including an ice wall with over $2,500 of prizes frozen inside. And it's got a funny message. All right. And also, yeah, so the ice wall is pretty cool. Ice wall with over 2,500 frozen inside. You can chisel away at that. And then this is pretty cool. You get a free Mail and Jockey Club sweatshirt. How can you beat that in the middle of the wintertime at a winter carnival? You're going to get a free Mail and Jockey Club sweatshirt with a program purchase. Plus a nice buffet with all the Mardi Gras New Orleans flavors for $32 a person for the buffet. So we're going to have a big crowd. This is going to be a big, big day. Six steak races with a couple graded steaks, $2,500 ice wall, free Mail and Jockey Club sweatshirt. Still no luck there? Oh, all right. Well, we'll keep trying them. We'll keep trying them. Our main man, David Richardson. Well, what we're going to talk about with him is a big party coming up. Big party he's throwing along with everybody else at the Maryland Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association, the Maryland Horse Breeders Association, and the Maryland Jockey Club. They're throwing a big party. It's next Monday night. Next Monday night, the February 12th. That's Monday night. The awards are going to recognize excellence in 2017, the Maryland Bred Champions by Division, the Maryland Bred Horse of the Year, Maryland Owner of the Year, the Maryland Trainer of the Year, Maryland Jockey of the Year, and the Grooms of the Year. So this is the Maryland Racing and Breeding Community going to celebrate the state's champions at the first ever Renaissance Awards Dinner. The event's going to be held at the Sagamore Pendery Hotel in Fells Point down in Baltimore. See, it's going to start at 6:30. Tickets are $150. I believe that includes valet parking. All right, so $150 ticket. You get dinner. You get the valet parking. And the Sagamore Pendery, the new hot hotel downtown Baltimore, I've heard great things about it. I've seen some great pictures about it. Of course, named after Kevin Plank's Sagamore Farm up there in historic Linden. So I'm looking forward to seeing the Sagamore Pendery Hotel, named after a farm I grew up down the street from. So you know it's going to be nice. You know it's going to be a first-class event. The food will be good. You get valet parking. You can buy the tickets, I believe, on the Horse Breeders website. Go to MarylandThoroughbred.com, MarylandThoroughbred.com to buy your tickets. Or just show up. Maybe you can buy them at the door. And they're not going to turn anybody away. Just crash the thing. No, I think you have to have tickets. You have to have tickets. So go to MarylandThoroughbred.com for the tickets. My main man Alan here. We're keep trying to getting a hold of David. We'll keep trying, and maybe we'll get him in the third segment. But so yeah, big party coming up next Monday at the Sagamore Pendery Baltimore Hotel in Fells Point. Starts at 6:30, $150 a ticket, includes valet. Go to the MarylandThoroughbred.com website to get your ticket. So let's see. Please note, tickets won't be mailed. Your name will be at the door. Okay, a portion of the proceeds will benefit Beyond the Wire, Maryland's aftercare program. Also, the Maryland Horse Industry Foundation and Horse Industry Scholarship. So, all right. So, it's for a good cause as well. So, a big party. Everything's going to be nice. Good food. Valet parking. Everybody's going to be all dressed up. Who was telling me that today they have a tux for it? I think it was Troy Singh, Claudio Gonzalez, assistant trainer. He said he's got a tux for it because Claudio, leading trainer last year, they're all going to be there. So my man Troy has a tux for it. So yeah, everybody's going to be dressed up. Is at a nice new hotel, good food, valet parking. It's for a good cause. A portion of the proceeds going to go to horse racing related charitable causes. All right, so good stuff. This the evening of the celebration follows another big successful Maryland Horse Industry Day. January 31st down in Annapolis, they had about 200 people down there. January 30th in Annapolis for Maryland Horse Industry Day. So thank you to everybody who went out and supported that down in Annapolis. Good to see a good turnout for that. We'll get a little break here in a little bit. Also, last Saturday night, I had the privilege and honor of emceeing the Cloverleaf Standardbred Owners Association and the Maryland Standardbred Breeders Association. I was the MC at their awards banquet. Rosecroft Horse of the Year last year, Roctavius. the Ocean Downs Horse of the Year, Hickory Aloha, the Age Mare of the Year, Breadcrumb Income, owned and trained and driven by Brian Burton, the Cambridge Colonel. So, yeah, good to be at a nice awards banquet for the harness racing community here in Maryland. Like, I got to see a lot of familiar names that I knew from Rosecroft winning awards. Cam's Rocket, the pacing and trotting sire of the year. Tom's Typhoon, a winner. Mr. Ham Sandwich. Miss Valerie. Bred by the Weinbrenners up there in Frederick County. So, yeah, so good stuff. Some nice awards put on by Gina Mabey and everybody at the Cloverleaf Standard Owners Association and the Maryland Standardbred Breeders Association. Had a good time at their awards banquet last Saturday night. So that was one party. And now we'll have a big party coming up Monday night. That might be David there calling us back here. Something's flashing. Maybe we'll see if we can get – if it's David, we'll try to get him on here. If not – what is it called? What, they're calling back and nothing there? Is there anything wrong with the phone?
They hung up.
They called back and hung up? All right. Well, whoever's calling, speak a few syllables. We'll get you on the radio. Maybe it's a line. Is the phone working? Well, we'll figure it out. We'll try to get David on in the next segment. But, talking about the big weekend coming up this weekend. This weekend we have some nice live racing at Laurel Park, but next weekend is going to be off the hook. Sprint Fest Winter Carnival Saturday, February 17th out there at Laurel Park. The Renaissance Awards next Monday night. Hey, this Saturday, I believe this is the third weekend for the Cure the Winter Blues Handicapping Tournament out at Laurel Park. It's a 6-weekend long handicapping tournament. Every Saturday, I believe, through March 3rd, you have weekly prizes and a grand prize. It's a $2 mythical win place wager on the final 5 races at Laurel Park, plus 2 designated races from Gulfstream. So it's only a $10 entry, a $10 weekly entry fee. And you have weekly prizes plus grand prizes for the Cure the Winter Blues Handicapping Tournament Saturdays through March 3rd at Laurel Park. You sign up at the guest service booth. So a pretty cool little handicapping tournament to get you through the weekend. Let's get a quick break. When we come back, I'll do some more handicapping for the 6 stake races we have coming up for our Sprint Fest Winter Carnival Saturday, February 17th. I'll also do some handicapping for this weekend. I get a best bet in race 8 tomorrow. Munificent for trainer Mary Epler. What a nice claim this filly was. Got her for $25,000. She's won 2 in a row since the claim. I like Munificent at 7-2 with Elvis in the house. Elvis Trujillo, number 6, Munificent. My best bet of the day tomorrow, race 8 at Laurel Park. I'll tell you more about that, Philly. I'll give you a long shot for tomorrow, best bet, and long shot for Saturday as well. Let's get a break here. Maryland Horse Radio presented by Laurel Park. We'll be right back.